please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Thursday, news listeners, and it's time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is September 23rd, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, it has to be said, most of today's show will be dedicated to Microsoft's Surface event. Of course, it was virtual, and they started off by saying, good morning, good evening, good night, yeah, wherever you are. Here's some Microsoft stuff for you. And the first on the agenda, as far as the biggest announcements go, the Microsoft Surface Pro 8. Yes, it definitely has a new redesign. Thinner bezels like we heard about, a larger 13-inch touchscreen, and yes, two Thunderbolt 4 ports. And just like we've seen in the rumors, the USB-A ports, yep, no more. After that was unveiled the Surface Laptop Studio. This is basically Microsoft's powerful notebook with a hinge right down the middle. Microsoft says this hinge behind the middle of the screen is so you can bring the screen forward and make it a little bit easier to touch or even draw on it. From there, we take a look at the Surface Duo 2, finally getting some upgrades to the camera and also 5G support, something that many have requested for the device. Now, as far as that camera goes, it has a triple lens camera there, and another nifty feature on the new device is a glance bar that will actually show you things like the time or how much battery life is actually left, and it all does that when the device is actually closed. The other Surface was, of course, the Surface Go, completely refreshed, actually, with new Intel processors. As we all know, the Go is the low end of the Microsoft Surface line, but it was nice to see that it actually got a bump in hardware. And speaking of hardware, how about that Microsoft Surface Slim Pen 2? And now it has actually built-in haptics designed to actually give you more tactile feedback, of course, while you're using the stylus. But heck no, that ain't all the hardware that Microsoft said, hey, check this out. Microsoft said, hey, let's get some plastic from the ocean, clean this place up, and make a mouse. And that's what they did with the new eco-friendly mouse, which is actually made with 20% recycled ocean plastic. But the packaging that the mouse comes in, well, it's actually made from 100% recycled materials. Well, from the Microsoft event, we head on over to Amazon. They got some new hardware for us, too. Actually, it's Kindle Paperwhites. Now, we did see a leak earlier this year, though it couldn't be verified, so we didn't mention it on this show. But yeah, it looks like that leak was true. It is the fifth generation Paperwhite from Amazon. However, though, it's the first refresh in almost 3 years. It's got a larger 6.8-inch display. And according to Amazon, the 300 ppi screen is now glare-free. And believe it or not, it looks a lot like real paper. Speaking of that screen, it's also 10% brighter than the previous model, and can actually turn pages 20% faster. Again, feeling a little bit more like paper, kind of. You can also take it by the pool with you, too. I wouldn't recommend reading in the pool, though, but it does have an IPX8 rating, meaning it is water-resistant and dust-resistant. And you as an adult or parent, yep, you got this model, but the kids get their own model, too. Introducing the Kindle Paperwhite for kids. If you do remember that 2 years ago, they said, hey, it's coming. Yeah. Okay, finally. The Paperwhite Kids is pretty much the same as the other two models, but there's actually child-friendly features aboard these. Plus, there's a 2-year guarantee, which is good, because sometimes kids, yeah, they don't really think about taking care of stuff, do they? Now, the new Kindle Paperwhite Standard Edition with 8 gigabytes of storage will set you back $140. The Signature Edition, however, though, has 32 gigabytes of storage. And believe it or not, the Kids Edition, it costs the most. So yes, I guess you are paying for that quote-unquote extended warranty. The Kids version, yeah, it's $160. And finally, if you were thinking, hey, finally, Fortnite's going to get back in the Apple Store, well, think again. In fact, Apple's told Epic Games it will not allow Fortnite back into iOS or the macOS app stores until the lawsuit, yes, is finalized. So as you can pretty much guess, the talks between the two sides ain't going so well. Now, what do you know? It's the consumers caught in the middle. Apple's exact quote, at least to the press regarding this, said it will not consider reinstating the developer's program account until the district court's judgment becomes final and non-appealable. Yes, even non-appealable, meaning we could go through a lot of appeals, which means, yeah, Fortnite, yeah, don't look for it. There's a lot of appeals to go. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. 1 week away. Yes, I hate to say this. We are 1 week away from killing the news show, but we need your help so we can continue. Please, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. If you love this show, then please donate today. British Tech Network, of course, is on Facebook at British Tech Network or on Twitter at British Tech. And please come by our Slack room and join our BTN community today because that's where all the fun is happening. So what are you waiting for? BritishTech.slack.com is the destination. The new show back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you, as always, for listening.